Every year in New Mexico, there are hundreds of accidents involving people riding bicycles, some of them fatal. But efforts are underway to make the roads safer in Albuquerque by helping cyclists and drivers become more aware of one another. It's rush hour at a busy intersection in Albuquerque's Northeast Heights. 8 years ago, at this very spot on the corner of Comanche and Pennsylvania, avid cyclist Paula Higgins was riding her bike when she was hit by a car and died. Jennifer Bunce was one of her longtime cycling buddies.
We don't really know exactly how the crash happened, but it was a northbound driver that hit Paula as she was trying to turn left. And when witness said that Paula went and the light was red. The other witness said the driver was running the red light, and that really never was resolved. But no matter whose fault this crash was, it's a tragedy.
That tragedy sparked Jennifer and some fellow cyclists to form the Duke City Wheelmen Foundation. The group started putting memorials around town, ghost bikes painted white and covered in bright plastic flowers wherever a cyclist had been killed, like here where Paula was hit.
I avoided this intersection for years.
On the anniversary of Paula's death, her brother, Jerry Higgins, places a dozen roses on the ground next to the bike's pedals.
Sort of bittersweet because it acknowledges my sister. It was very, very sad. That was the worst time of my life, is when she just got a phone call, went to the hospital, and she was not coming back. That was rough.
The Wheelmen Foundation has put 22 ghost bikes around Albuquerque. Jennifer believes they help raise consciousness around cycling for both drivers and people on their bikes because both players need to behave responsibly on the road.
I had no idea that this ghost bike would have so much meaning, especially to people who aren't cyclists themselves. But we trust that the presence of this bike will help prevent another loss of life.
55 people have died while riding bikes in Bernalillo County since 1989, when the Department of Transportation started keeping track. But then there's all the collisions that aren't fatal. On average, at least one a week. Julian Paul Butt taught the city's bike safety and awareness classes for years. He says a lot of cyclists say they're treated as though they don't deserve a place on the road, as if bikes aren't a legitimate form of transportation.
Many people view bicycles still as a toy, something that you would do as a child, but as soon as you're in middle school or high school, it's just something that you might do for fitness. And that viewpoint about it, I think, influences how we interact on the road, because it's almost viewed as playing in the road or being in the way.
The educator says most accidents happen because there's a breakdown in communication between cyclists and drivers, and sometimes some irresponsible behavior. By law, in Albuquerque, drivers are required to give cyclists at least 5 feet of space when passing them. And just like drivers, cyclists are supposed to obey the rules of the road, like stopping at lights and using hand signals when they want to make a turn. But not everybody follows the rules, and not all drivers recognize what cyclists are trying to tell them.
It's safer for everybody when that cyclist is acting like a smaller, slower car on the black part of the asphalt and really being inside that zone of perception and participating as traffic.
There are over 300 miles of designated bike routes in the city that are running parallel with traffic. Problem is, the lanes sometimes drop away where traffic is the heaviest, and cyclists have to, what they call, run the gauntlet, quickly getting through the danger zone to a place where either a bike lane reappears or where traffic isn't as dense. The city of Albuquerque is finalizing a new bikeways and trails plan that would fill in some of those gaps. Last year, the city opened Esperanza Community Bike Shop, where anyone can show up and work on their bike for free.
We get a lot of kids from the neighborhood, a lot of lower-income people. We get a lot of homeless in here who that's their only mode of transportation is their bicycle.
And sometimes those bikes aren't very safe to ride. The first thing Ryan and Hugh, the guys that work here, do when someone comes in with a bike is give you a helmet if you don't have one, and then they check your brakes.
What are you doing? You're working on your bike?
Uh-huh.
We're fixing our brakes. We're fixing my brakes.
That looks much better.
They tell me that by coming in here, people's confidence around bikes skyrockets. And it's like the more confidence you have around working on your bike, the more confident you are riding responsibly.
I think it's a really good place for the community to work on their bikes.
Has it gotten you riding more?
It has. It has, definitely.
At this point, about 13,000 people in Albuquerque, cyclists and drivers alike, go through some sort of bike safety awareness program every year. A lot of them are young kids, and the hope is that by the time they have cars, they'll be hyper aware of how to drive around cyclists. And maybe they'll keep riding their bikes too, because research shows when there are more bikes on the road, there aren't as many accidents. And as the consciousness shifts, what was once irritating, sharing the road, becomes second nature. For KUNM, I'm Rita Daniels in Albuquerque.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like. You say black, I say white.
You can find a link on our website, KUNM.org, to information about the annual Can You See Us Now group ride that promotes traffic safety. The next one is coming up in Albuquerque on September 28th. KUNM is a public service of the University of New Mexico.